every player in the NFL has a way to escape the daily grind.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something I've always enjoyed, where you take something and kind of build it into something else, you know, whether it be a pile of wood, you know, and be able to build something out of it that's functional, or to take like an old vehicle like this, and even though I'm not qualified to do a lot of the work, just to get to be able to see it, you know, turn into something that you can use. You know, take the 53 Studebaker and be able to drive it around today.
For Vikings veteran offensive guard Joe Berger, his new vintage automobile is the perfect avenue for taking his mind off football. That is, if he can fit in his 1953 Studebaker.
Yeah, so driving it's a little bit of work. You have to work the clutch and brake together. You know, the knees got to kind of squeeze around the steering wheel a little bit. I don't think that texting and driving was probably an issue in the 50s. You know, it's got good headroom. Just a little bit of cruising's all right with it. Just when you got to get to the clutch is a little bit of work.
The car, built 61 years ago, wasn't exactly designed to fit an NFL offensive lineman. But for Berger, it's not about comfort.
Shortly after me and my wife got married, we knew that we were interested in a 50s car, truck. And we kind of started the search slowly, I guess. So, and then we went on the search pretty heavy, and this fall we actually found this, the 53 Studebaker, and we fell in love with it. So we picked it up and got to drive around a little bit this fall.
The old farm truck was quite the find for Berger and his family, and he's making sure this classic is all set for him to hit the streets.
We're going to be doing mostly a mechanical upgrade, motor swap, rims, tires, better suspension, so he can pretty much have a 1953 Studebaker, but let it ride like a newer vehicle.
Not only does Berger find an interest in this classic truck, but the Michigan native has a unique talent that runs in the family.
My grandpa had a wood shop, and so as a kid, always going there with him and kind of mess around the wood shop. You know, he'd always stop what he was doing and help build some stuff, and it was a good time. And once he was done with that, he sold me his tools, and kind of got my wood shop started that way, with kind of using my grandpa's tools. So it was kind of cool, and it's a fun little hobby.
The passion for woodworking wasn't the only thing passed down to him. It was his father's words of encouragement to push Joe to walk on for the Michigan Tech football team as a freshman.
I went to Michigan Tech to be an engineer. We were actually driving up there for a school interview, and my dad mentioned to me, hey, Michigan Tech's kind of out there. Maybe you should talk to the football coach, see about playing football. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, well, let's just talk to him. So we talked to him then on the school visit. And then he said, yeah, you can walk on for us. You know, maybe by your senior year, we get you some playing time. You know, and it just worked out a little differently than that.
His father encouraging him to play the game of football paid off, as Joe was drafted by the Carolina Panthers in the sixth round of the 2005 NFL draft. But his early days in the league weren't easy. He played with three teams in his first 3 years, until finally finding a home in Minnesota in 2011.
To me, at the time, you just take it a day at a time and kind of see what's ahead of you. And, you know, you get fired, and then you have an offer, you know, so you take it. It's kind of, you progress through, and looking back, you see this big thing that looks complicated, but at the time, it seemed pretty straightforward, you know, and I guess I was at peace with the decisions throughout the process.
Wrapping up his fourth season in Minnesota, the 32-year-old has proven to be a valuable piece of the offensive line during his days in purple.
Yeah, it's been great to be here, kind of settle in here for the last 4 years. It's crazy to think that I've been here the majority of my career. You know, when I was cut in Miami, I kind of started to think maybe my career was over. And to get this opportunity here, I mean, it's been great. And kind of get plugged in, be a part of the team, get on the field. You know, it's been great being part of the Vikings.
Quietly getting the job done on the football field is how Joe Berger has been able to carve out a 10-year career in the NFL. His journey has taken him to stops all throughout the country, and his interest and hobbies away from football have allowed him to take his mind off the game. Not bad for a guy who wasn't even going to play football in college.
At some point, you know, you're going to look back and just be kind of thankful for it, just the way things progressed, and just happy for this opportunity that I've had.